Hello and welcome. It's so good to have you here at the Voices of Courage show. My name is Kendi Foster. I'm the host of the Voices of Courage show. I am excited about this show today because we are talking about success principles that actually work and you can apply them in your life. Listen, I've been coaching for 28 years or so, and I've yet to come across anyone that isn't ready to upscale their business or upscale their lives in some way or form. I bet you that's you too. Think about this, okay? Think about the different areas of your life, like your business, right? Think about the, operations, admin, your partnerships, your cash flow, your finances, in the different areas of your business. Yeah, think about your business. Are there areas that need improvement? I bet there are. You know, maybe in marketing, maybe in sales. There's something there that needs improvement, right? Think about your own personal life. How about your health, your fitness, your relationship with your significant other, or how about your relationship with your children, your family? You know, there's something there. I'm sure that you are ready to up level. Well, that's what the show is all about. We are up leveling our lives today by looking at some success principles that will really change things up. And some of you, I know this, is that you've got some chronic patterns going on, right? Maybe a pattern of, procrastination. Maybe you have a pattern of you start projects, but you don't complete those projects. Maybe you have a pattern of having lack of cash flow consistently. Maybe you have a pattern of you don't have the right relationships in your life, right? There are certain chronic patterns that people have. Well, this show is all about helping you break those chronic patterns, helping you step into your power, become the best version of who you are, and really go from living a mediocre life to living an empowered life, a joyful life, a life filled with grace and ease and lots of goodness. So that's what the show is about today. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll tell your family and friends about this show also. And enjoy. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, but when I come back, we're going to be with my very special guest.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds. Completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexiderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And as I mentioned, I have a very special guest today. Joe Hart, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. Great to be with you today.
Great to have you here. I'd like to give you a formal introduction to my audience, those that you that don't know Joe Hart. He's the president and chief executive officer of the oldest and largest training company in the world. They're a global training and development company, the Dale Carnegie Company, with operations in over 75 countries. He's also the author of the book, Take Command, Find Your Inner Strength, Build Enduring Relationships, and Live the Life You Want. It's the newest in the lauded Dale Carnegie suite of books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which I read decades ago, which influenced me tremendously. And but now Joe is at the helm of this amazing organization, and he's got this new book out, and we're going to interview you about some of the success principles, Joe, that have really made you and made the organization. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start with your story, man? How did you step into being the CEO of Dale Carnegie Corporation?
You know, it's funny, Ken, because sometimes you go through different parts of your life and you don't see how things connect. And all of a sudden, there's a moment and you look back and all the dots connect. And that's kind of how it was for me when I was given the opportunity to become the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. I grew up in a house. My father always talked about Dale Carnegie. My mother had taken a Carnegie program in 1965. So, you know, it was something I was familiar with. But you know, I was a lawyer by background, and that was my focus. My focus was to become a lawyer, be a partner. I joined a very large law firm and was doing well in the practice of law. And then I took a Dale Carnegie course. And that course challenged me in a number of areas. It challenged me around my vision for myself, really around my skills, my interpersonal skills in terms of whether was I empathetic and so forth. So I ultimately left the practice of law. I went to a real estate company and then ultimately started an e-learning company. But interestingly enough, going back to that Dale Carnegie course, after I took that course, I kept saying to myself, you know, if I don't practice these things that they're teaching me, I'm not getting the value of them. So I developed a system for applying the Dale Carnegie principles. And ultimately, I went to Dale Carnegie and I said, hey, I got an idea for you. This is something that might be able to help your graduates. And while they liked it and we tested it and it went well, they didn't move forward with it. So that became, I ultimately said, you know, this is a business plan. You know, we take training and something happens and then, you know, how do we really make it part of our habit long term? So that became my business plan. And I went out and I raised some money and I started a company in 2000, an e-learning company. I went back to Carnegie. I said, what if we worked together and I developed e-learning programs around Dale Carnegie, which we did. They became my first client for the startup that I had in the early 2000s. I had other clients, but I had a chance to work with Carnegie for about 10 years. I sold that first business, became the president of another company for about 10 years. And then when the CEO retired from Dale Carnegie and I knew a number of people there, they said, hey, you might be interested in applying for this position. And it was in that moment, I remember, you know, Ken, the very moment that I got this phone call where someone had suggested to me, I was sitting in the car, I just finished working out. It was a cold winter day in Michigan where I was living. And I just thought, oh my gosh. I mean, this company that's had this huge transformational impact on my life, because Dale Carnegie truly had changed my life and my career and been so beneficial to me and to my family, my wife. All six of my kids have now taken Dale Carnegie programs to it at that time. It was just overwhelming to think about, but I went into this process. The board was looking for a new CEO. It was a very, very competitive, rigorous process. And thankfully, I was the one that they chose. And that was in 2015.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, when I started my first business, which was, I was in the waterbed industry. And so I started a waterbed organization that we grew to four stores, not $1 million a year in sales, something like that. You know, it was pretty good for a kid right out of college. And, you know, I was so afraid to talk. I just couldn't speak to my employees. I was really having a hard time. And I took a Dale Carnegie course and it changed everything for me. Yeah, it was. That was my first introduction to Dale Carnegie. So when I saw that, oh my gosh, yeah, the CEO of Dale Carnegie's got a new book out and they want to talk on the show. I was like, yeah, let's do that. It's kind of almost a full circle experience for me. Well,
it's cool. It's cool to hear your story, and I appreciate you sharing that. In fact, I love those stories. Those kinds of stories fuel me and everyone at Dale Carnegie. And, you know, part of our belief, Ken, and again, you had inside of you, you know, Dale Carnegie believed, and we believe every person has inherent greatness, right? So you had that greatness, and it's like, how do you help people develop that potential and get that out? That's really what we do at Dale Carnegie. And I appreciate you sharing your story because that just means a lot to me to hear.
Well, you know, I want to just share this to the audience. I haven't told the audience this. You know, when I was very young, my mother was in a car accident. This is before seatbelts, right? And I ended up on the floor of the car. I believe I had a concussion. And then as a child, we didn't know how to eat properly. Okay. So I ate a lot of canned foods and had a concussion. What resulted there was learning disabilities. They probably call me ADD, ADHD or something today, but we didn't diagnose that back then. But I had a really hard time learning, and I had a lack of self-confidence, and I had a place of, it was hard for me to read. It was hard for me to understand math and those things. So really a lack of self-confidence. What happened for me was when I walked into that Dale Carnegie course, all of a sudden it's like a light went on, and all of a sudden I started to understand that there's other ways that I can learn. There's other principles there that apply that I never learned. And when I started applying those principles, my businesses took off. My life took off. I started to understand who I was at a deep level. So the courses to me are very deep, you know, if you really immerse yourself. And of course, it took a lot of courage to walk into that the first time because I had no self-confidence, right? So Yeah, I applaud what you do there at Dale Carnegie.
Well, thank
you. Amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I agree with you, Kenny. It does take courage, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, especially you walked into that first class and you're probably one of 20 or 30 or 40 people, and you look around and you don't know what to expect, you know, but you know you want to grow. And one of the top things that people get out of the Dale Carnegie program is confidence. You know, people have this fear of standing up and giving a talk like you did, and then you get up and you do it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can do this. When I took my program in 1995, there was a woman in that class. She could barely get up and say her name at the beginning of the program, but by the end of the program, she was up, she was confident. And that confidence is not just about speaking. It's like, wow, I didn't think I could do that. What else can I do that I didn't think I could do? And it really, just as you said, it opens up so many things. And I certainly had that experience, and it sounds like it was important for you as you built your business.
Oh, so much. You know, I think that woman describes me. I look good on the outside. I could actually talk a little bit, but inside, I was shaken. I had no confidence. I had that. It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. And what Dale Carnegie helped me do is become in my body so I could actually connect and speak. Let me share this with you. Let me ask you this question. Well, let me see where we are in time. Oh, I got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to ask you a little bit about the 10 ways, 5 ways, whatever the amount of ways are. I don't know if we go to 10, but the ways to compel a person to increase their confidence, their life, their vitality, their success. Let's go there as soon as I take this quick break. Okay.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Today, I'm blessed to be talking with Joe Hart. And Joe is the CEO of the largest training company in the world, Dale Carnegie. They're in 75-plus countries. They've got courses for everybody. If you want to build confidence, learn how to step into your power and become the best version of yourself. Joe, let's talk about some of those principles about stepping into that confidence and creating more success. What would you say the number one or two or three principles are that Dale Carnegie emphasizes that really move people into creating success?
Yeah, you know, Dale talks about this, and it was something he discovered when he really created this program in 100 plus years ago now. But I mean, number one is do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. It really is about confronting those things that we're afraid of. And what we find is, you know, we build these things up in our mind, and so much of it is in our mind. And by the way, we talk about this in the Take Command book. We have a whole chapter on confidence. And, you know, and it's drawing from Dale Carnegie's ideas, but, you know, we have fears, we've got insecurities, we've got worries, we've got all these different things. But when we face those, almost always we find that really those existed just within our minds. We're capable of so much more than we thought we were potentially able to do. And that really happens by getting out there, by taking risks, sometimes just small risks, something small, just to kind of realize, but we have to challenge ourselves. And again, in Dale Carnegie's books and in the Take Command book, we have lots of stories of people, real people who've done that and succeeded.
Well, that's what it takes. It takes re-education, and it takes a commitment to really move past those fears that you talked about. And when people come into the Dale Carnegie course, first of all, let me ask you this. Typically, who comes to the Dale Carnegie courses these days?
Yeah, so a lot of our work is with companies. So the vast majority of people in a program are there because their company either has invited them to come there, or they're a high potential person, or it's a team or whatnot. So it's often because they've been invited to attend by a company. It's also often individuals, people like, you know, you or me. You know, you were an entrepreneur. I was a young lawyer. You know, I paid for my program myself. The firm didn't pay for it. I just wanted to grow. So you've got a couple different kinds of people who take it. Sometimes, by the way, people come into these programs and they are eager and they really get a lot out of it. And other times people, you know, we've got these people sometimes who are asked to be in a program and they'll sit there with their arms crossed the first session or two. And we like to joke that they're hostages. They're there because someone's asked them to be there. But usually what happens is they start to see this incredible change in the people around them over a period of time, and they start to open up. So the vast, vast majority of people, even people who might not, you know, really want to be in a program. By the way, just as a side note, I mentioned my kids, you know, all six of my kids, I've got six kids who took the program as teens. And at a teen graduation, every kid stands up and says, I didn't want to be here. My parents made me be here, and I'm really glad that they did. But to your question about confidence, the first step is just even, it's just showing up. It's just it's getting out of our comfort zone and taking that chance.
That's great. You know, I'm just wondering, I have a couple of teens. I'm going, oh boy, this would be really good for them. I heard you say you created e-learning now also for Dale Carnegie. Are teen programs available for e-learning? And also, how does somebody connect with the teen programs in their community?
Yeah, so the first place to do it, first place to go is dalecarnegie.com, where you can access and identify what programs are available. The teen programs are generally they're in-person programs. We do have some programs that are available online. You know, so we do a lot of, especially coming out of COVID, our whole business has been changed. So it used to be before COVID, almost everything was in person, and today it's a mix. So you can take Dale Carnegie programs in person, online, hybrid, that type of thing. But most of the teen programs are in person.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Take command. Find your inner strength. Build enduring relationships. And live the life you want. Are those just words, or is that principles that people can really apply with the new book?
Yeah, my hope is that it is principles that people will apply. We want this to be a manual. So we built this book off of Dale Carnegie's ideas and from How to Win Friends and Influence People and How to Stop Worrying and Start Living and the Dale Carnegie Program. So we've got a great foundation. But what Michael Crum, who's Dale Carnegie's grandson, and I wanted to do was to really put together a book, especially coming out of the pandemic and especially for younger people, ideally. But, you know, my mother's 89. She's read the book. She loved it. So she's, you know, maybe older than the target audience. But, you know, the idea is, number one, we have to take command of our thoughts and emotions. You know, we often hold ourselves back, right? You know, we can be our own worst enemy with the thoughts that we have. So how do we learn to become resilient and courageous and confident? You know, your show is Voices of Courage.
Right.
Yeah, but you could have two people in the exact same situation. One is thriving and another person is struggling. What's the difference? It's the difference the way we think. So the first part of the book is designed to be a manual to get people really understanding their thoughts, dealing with their thoughts and emotions, and becoming stronger. Then you go on to relationships. Take command of your relationships. You know, the quality of our lives is often so much driven by the connections that we have, you know, and the success that people have. You know, you talked about your first business. You know, people who are often successful are good at interacting with other people. It's not just people who are technically smart. Many people who are technically smart struggle and their careers are limited because they can't interact with other people. So whether it's at work or with our friends, how do we develop great relationships? How do we influence? How do we deal with difficult people? And then the last part of the book is take command of your future. You know, one of the things that Michael and I found in our research was that the number one thing people regret on their deathbed is they didn't have the courage to live the life that they wanted to. They were afraid. They let other people's opinions shape too much of what they did. What a horrible thing. Why not today, right now, start to think about our vision and our values and the life that we want to lead and not let another day go by? So the book is really designed to be something I hope, Ken, that people are going to, you know, read and say, you know, and we've been getting great feedback about it. It hit the Wall Street Journal list. We've gotten a lot of really good comments. So I think it is having an impact.
Well, I love that. Congratulations on all that success. By the way, how can people get the book?
So they can go to takecommand.com, and there's information about the book there. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. There's an ebook version of it, hardcover, I think it was a soft cover, and also audiobook.
Okay, takecommand.com, takecommand.com. I love that title. That's a great title. All right, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. We come back. I'm going to take a little deeper dive into some of the success principles that Joe has applied in his life, and also what you can expect when you apply them in your life and take a Dale Carnegie course. We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Everybody wants a whiter smile because having white teeth projects confidence and attractiveness. Power Swabs is as easy as snap, swab, and smile. You'll notice 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days.
The thing I love about Power Swabs is the convenience. Break it open, just rub it on your teeth, and you're done.
So I noticed I have a lot more stains on the sides. So with the Power Swab, I was able to go in there and it really did work.
Just snap the stain out swab to remove stains from natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Then snap the whitening swab to whiten your teeth 6 shades in 7 days. With Power Swabs, there's no messy strips, trays, or lights.
Having shades lighter on my teeth in such a short period of time, it almost feels like cheating.
Try Power Swabs today and get 50% off your order. Plus, get a free quick stick pen and free shipping. Visit powerswabs.com or call the number on your screen.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm speaking today with author Joe Hart. He's also the CEO of Dale Carnegie. And he's a man that's applied the principles of courage, applied the principles that Dale Carnegie teaches to his own life, his own businesses, and have created a lot of success around that. Joe, let's talk about some of those success principles. In your own life, right? What do you think are some of the most important success principles that you learned from Carnegie that you apply on a consistent basis that have made a difference for you?
Well, one of the most important, if I think about it, it comes down to relationships and how I've interacted with other people, whether that was, you know, as a young lawyer worked for a publicly traded company and then starting my own businesses, dealing with investors and so forth. It really is about building strong relationships, and that has to start with trust. And Dale Carnegie's principle, and the most influential to me, is principle 17, try honestly to see things from another person's point of view. I mean, often we're talking to people, we want to talk about what's interesting to us, what we care about, but what do other people care about? They care about what's interesting to them. So, Dale Carnegie's principle really is it's about listening and appreciating and valuing, letting the other person do a great deal of the talking in terms of the other person's interests. But, there's another saying that people don't care what you know until they know that you care, right? Mm-hmm. So that develops, starting with a point of empathy, which is what's important to Ken, and I really want to learn about Ken and get to know Ken. And, you know, when we do that, whether, again, it's at work or our personal lives, we can build really enduring relationships.
And that's how we do build enduring relationships. You know, one of the things that you and I have in common is we both did the research on each other before we even showed up to connect with each other. And, you know, how many people do that? Not a lot. Not a lot of people really go out of their way to find out about other people before they really have a conversation. So I think what we're talking about is really important. I can't tell you how many narcissists I've come across in my life that, you know, we label narcissists. They're actually just individuals that haven't learned some of their social skills that they really need to learn. And, you know, but when you're in their space, you always get the feeling that it's all about them. There's a lack of connection. And so when we can flip that, all of a sudden, it's funny because when we flip it, we get everything. Everything happens. Relationships happen. Life happens. Business expands. As soon as we start flipping, how can I serve you? How can I be of understanding of where you are? Deep compassion, like you mentioned. All those principles. All right, listen, now, we live in a troubled time right now. You know, things are, at some level, things are getting a lot brighter. They're getting better. And another level, they're going down the other way. They're getting darker, all right? So in these chaotic times, and somebody, you know, it's like a yo-yo, right? How do we master our mind? You know, the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation, is what I know. And how do we master that, Joe, in all these crazy dyslexic times?
Yeah, I mean, these really are times that try us and try the best of us, especially, you know, we're coming out of COVID. I mean, we're out of COVID, but, you know, but all the challenges that have continued since that time, you know, and the biggest challenge, and we talk about this in Take Command, and a lot of this draws from Dale Carnegie's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's, you know, number one, we need to start paying attention to our thoughts. You know, we go through our days and we can be set off by something. We hear something, we don't like it. It can, you know, just really go down a negative funnel pretty quickly. And, you know, part of the idea is, number one, pay attention to our thoughts and notice what we're thinking and challenge those thoughts and flip them. You know, we talk in the book, lots of stories in the book, but, you know, there's a story, for example, about a man who's a CEO. He starts a company from nothing, builds it up, but he's got this inferiority complex and this, you know, he's an imposter kind of syndrome and he's not as good. He's not comparing. And the guy literally drove himself to burnout before he figured out that the problem he had was his thinking. And so he then said, you know, I'm going to use my negative thoughts as an early warning signal. Just like an oil light goes off on a car. When it goes off, it says, I got a problem. When I start sensing I've got these negative thoughts, that's my warning system that I need to stop and to do something and to flip those and maybe to engage other people in a way that changes those. But, you know, he was able to do that and then ultimately lead his business to really, I think, you know, tremendous success. But we all have that opportunity, you know, really to develop the mindset, to condition ourselves for success, to have routines that support us in that process. And again, it's not something that happens overnight. If I go to the gym and I pick up some dumbbells and I lift and do biceps one time, that's good, but I need to do it frequently and on a regular basis. Otherwise, I'm never going to build muscle. And our mindsets are the same way. And this is something that really Dale Carnegie teaches, and we also cover in depth in Take Command.
Well, you know, in Dale Carnegie, and now I'm hearing in Take Command, one of the key factors here is being able to maybe let go of some old ways of thinking. And I know it did that for me, and be able to embrace success principles that we're talking about today, to shift the consciousness, to step yourself into that place of power within you. Does everybody have a superpower, or there's power inside of them? You know, you work with a lot of people. Does everybody have that?
No. I'm glad that you asked that question. It's such an important question because sometimes we can't see that in ourselves. But no, everyone's got something. Everyone's got, you know, that talent, that hidden talent, whatever it is. And frankly, that's one of the things that excites me about when our programs, you know, people, it's like we see your spark and we help you leverage that spark and get that spark out. But, you know, there's a great quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson that Dale Carnegie included in How to Win Friends and Influence People, that every person I meet is my superior in some way in that I learn from him or her, right? So every person I meet is my superior in some way. So what can I learn from that person? And that applies to us too. You know, we have things within us that we're really good at. The problem often is that we don't see it, or we don't believe it, or we talk to ourselves. Sometimes we are vicious in the way that we talk to ourselves. We say things to ourselves that we would never say to somebody else. And so going back to your original question, when we can start to really become aware of those things and start to really see the good things that we are able to do, and we reinforce those things, you know, then that those superpowers really become a lot more visible. And it's exciting when they do.
You know, I've been coaching for about 28 years, and I've noticed that failure is a big part of stopping people sometimes, and also areas that we can learn and grow. How does Dale Carnegie, not Dale, how do you personally use failure to transform your life? I've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd like you to answer that for us. We'll be right back.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with author and CEO of Dale Carnegie Corporation, Joe Hart. Joe and I are going to talk a little bit about failure because everybody goes through it. Nobody's winning 100% all the time. Joe, how do you personally use failure to transform your life? And let's talk, is that in Take Command too? So
it is definitely in Take Command. And I'll say, Ken, it's been a journey because I think growing up, and maybe this is true for you or for other people too, but you know, I think we're conditioned to think about failure in terms of, did I hit my goal or not? You know, did I pass or fail the test? What grade did I get? Did I fail? And so our minds are kind of around this idea that failure is, if I have a goal and I don't achieve it, then I have failed. And I don't want to fail because I feel less about myself or I feel rejected. If I ask someone out and they say, no, I'm rejected, that's failure. So we have a limited definition of failure. What I've learned over time and how this has helped me a lot is that, you know, I don't define failure as an attempt on, you know, an unsuccessful attempt at doing something. Failure is if I don't learn something in that process. So I think about, you know, different things I've done, different challenges that didn't go the way that I wanted to. And, you know, but frankly, I learned from those things. I'm constantly learning and getting better. I'm better today, and I'm going to make mistakes, and we're going to make mistakes as an organization, and the world's going to make mistakes. But, you know, are we constantly improving? And is our mindset about, you know, looking for that opportunity? I mean, I just think about during COVID, you know, we went through this huge crisis. And at the same time, if our minds were open to, you know, how do I make the best out of it? But if our business, you know, has transformed coming out of COVID, it's a completely different business than it was before. So that's been a really positive thing. But I think it started with having a mindset that said, you know, let's try some things, let's learn here, let's continuously improve. And by the way, I'd say too, the vast majority of times it goes back to fear. And you and I were talking about fear earlier in the show and how fear holds us back. And there's a great quote that everything that you want is on the other side of fear. Until we start to face that, whether it's a fear of failure or a fear of rejection or whatever it is, you know, we're never going to have the lives that we want. We're always going to be kind of in our own little safe box. And that's just not a great place to live our lives.
You know, it's kind of funny. I come across people all the time that live with their fears. Yeah, I have a fear of heights. Or I have a fear of falling. Or I have a fear of swimming. Or I have a fear of public speaking. Or I have a fear of applying for a higher position in a corporation. You know, fear is permeates our society. And yet, those that are so successful, like we just, you're discussing, right? They have a tendency to use fear to benefit them. And, you know, so I'm just wondering from your experience, and, you know, also in Take Control in the new book, what's one principle that one person can use to overcome these fears?
Well, I'll give you an example and just a short story because, you know, for me, one thing my dad challenged me to something. I was terrified by this challenge. And the challenge was stand-up comedy. And, you know, I'm someone who I'd say, look, I was innately born without a sense of humor. The idea of standing on a stage in front of people who'd been drinking and paying money to see you make them laugh, that terrified me. But so that was a fear. And at the same time, I thought to myself, you know, I want to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to grow if I actually can do something that I'm terrified by. So I took a stand-up comedy class in 2014, and it ended with a graduation. There were 200 people in the audience, and I stood up, and I was terrified to do it. But what I discovered was it went pretty well. And it all the things I had feared, if I feared hecklers or feared someone throwing a beer, none of those things happened. And then I realized, it's like, well, wait a second. You know, all these reasons I would have given myself for not trying this. And by the way, I had no desire to be a stand-up comic. My dad, his point was I was doing a lot of sales, and he said, you know, people like people who make them laugh. So if you can learn to be funny, you'll do better in sales. And I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. But you know, doing that thing And I would challenge your audience. I mean, so every single person right now watching this show has one thing that they're thinking about doing, that they'd like to do. You know, what's that one thing for you right now? And I would challenge you, write it down. Write it down in a single sentence. I'm afraid to whatever. And then the challenge is take one step toward doing it, whatever that one step is, but do something in the next 12 to 24 hours and then see what happens.
I love that advice. It reminded me of my one of my greatest fears, which was singing in public. I could never go up on a karaoke stage or, you know, when I was in eighth grade, I was in a band and my mother heard me sing. The lead singer couldn't sing that day in front of our school, so I said, I'll sing. My mother heard me and she said, don't ever do that again. You can't sing. So that stuck in my head, right? And I was always afraid to sing. So what I did is a few years ago, I hired a voice coach. And she not only said to me, listen, Ken, you have a great voice. You have good tone. You have, good quality. Your voice is really amazing. So she started to build that confidence. And then she said, well, let's write a song together. So I wrote the song. We refined it. I worked on my voice. I refined that. And then I ended up singing in anniversary. I wrote the song for my wife, Judy, and it was called Time Stand Still. And I played it in front of the audience for about 100 people. And my songwriter teacher came up to me later. She said, you did something that every singer-songwriter wants to do. I said, what's that? She said, you moved the audience. There were so many people crying as a result of that song. So it was overcoming that fear and stepping into it. So I love it. I'm just reiterating what you said to the audience. We challenge you, write down your fear, whatever the greatest fear is, take steps towards it this week. And then write us at the show, write to ken@voicesofcourage.us, ken@voicesofcourage.us. Let me know what happened for you. Joe, a lot of change going on in the workplace. You just kind of touched on it a little bit. You know, we went through the COVID thing, a lot of online learning, a lot of things changing in the workplace. What do you see as the future of the workplace, and how does the new book fit into that?
Well, I often talk to CEOs and leaders who are thinking about this, and I'd say, you know, this is one of the hardest times perhaps to lead that I've seen, because, you know, it is so dynamic. And we have people who are working remotely, people are working in offices, people who are hybrid or whatnot. And, you know, companies are saying, how do we build culture? And on the other side of that, you got individuals who may or may not be happy with whatever the situation is. The company's calling back to the office, or they're remote, they don't want to be, whatever it is. You know, so change is one of those inevitable things. And how we manage change, and how we manage change within ourselves about how we feel about it. Are we angry? Are we bitter? Do we complain? What do we do? Or do we look for opportunity? Do we look for a different position if that's what it requires? You know, but taking command is about taking initiative. It's not about being passive. It's not about just, you know, kind of accepting our lot, so to speak. But it is about, you know, what are the things I need to do to be successful with whatever it is that's important to me? So you're right, Ken. I mean, the world has changed. The workplace has changed. I think we're going to continue to see more change over time. You know, who knows the economy? Is it going to go into recession? Is it not going to go into recession? You know, who knows? But what I do know is that we're going to have to deal with whatever happens. So if we can cultivate our inner strength and really get better at managing our own emotional state, then we put ourselves in a position to thrive in whatever environment that we're in.
Yeah. So, well, the real question, Joe, is not whether the economy goes into a recession, but the real question is, do you go into a recession with the economy? Whatever the economy does, that's the real question. That's why we're talking about these principles here. There's so many people, myself included, I've been on both sides of that. I've been the guy that listened to all the news and went into depression or recession and everything else with everybody else. And I've also been the guy that went, that's not happening to me. I know what I need to do to change, to grow, to evolve. So listen, it comes down to this, Joe. I think it comes down to the core understanding of why we're even here in life. And my core understanding of that is we're here to grow, to evolve, to overcome challenges, to become the best version of ourselves, to really contribute and serve. And we can't do that when we're in scarcity and lack and limitation and fear-based thinking. So, okay, intake command. You know, how is it going to help people to really evolve their consciousness?
Yeah, I love what you said, and it's really true. By the way, the entire third part of this book is about taking command of your future. It's like, what is your, how do you define your purpose? You know, what are your values? What are the things that are really important to you, and how do you get about, you know, doing that? But, you know, taking command is about, you know, asking those questions and then taking steps to move in that direction. I just want to go back to for a moment because something, you know, and I know you've said this in some of your past shows, and, you know, there are bad things that happen in the world. There are bad things. People are struggling. People might have chronic illness. People might have lost a job. People might be struggling. And I don't want anyone to confuse anything I'm saying with a, you know, toxic positivity or something like that. The reality is we have to acknowledge the situation that we're in. We may be in a bad situation. The question is, you know, how do we want to respond to that situation? Because ultimately we can choose. And that's really what Take Command is about. It's about choosing the, you know, the life that we want to have and the response that we want to have, because, you know, we can, you know, I mean, God forbid someone passes away. You know, in most cases, I would think that the person who passes away would say, yes, mourn, but live your life, you know, move on. And, you know, until we can learn to manage our emotions so that we can do it, yes, grieve. We want to grieve. We should grieve, you know, and at some point, the question is, you know, where do we go from here? And that's really what taking command is about. It's acknowledging that there are rough things that happen, and that we have to deal with it, and there will be pain, and we will feel pain. We may feel sadness, and that's just a natural part of life. But then the question is, you know, where do we go? Where do we want to go? How do we get
that's
there?
Good. Well, listen, the book is Take Command, Find Your Inner Strength, Build Enduring Relationships, and Live the Life You Want. And it's Joe Hart. You can find that at, where we say, Joe, at takecommand.com.
Takecommand.com.
And you can find more about Joe Hart at dalecarnegie.com. And Joe, thank you for being here, man. This is really, I love this show. This is a great show. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken. I you're doing great work. You've done a wonderful job with your guests. I'm humbled to be on your show, and look forward to hopefully connecting with you more and engaging with the audience. By the way, they can follow me at Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter and LinkedIn at Joseph K. Hart.
I love that. Well, Joseph K. Hart, thank you again for being here. And if you do me a favor, stay in the green room for 1 minute, and I'd love to connect with you with some of the things we talked about. For the rest of you, I want to thank you so much for participating today on this show. And I want you to continue to look for and seek to know the unknowable, see the unseeable, do the impossible, and like Joe Hart would say, do it with love. Do it with love. All right. Till next time, have a blessed day.